I've told this before that when I was a young boy, 12, 13 years old, I had braces. And I had them for about a year and a half, I think. And one day, you know, my dad took me into my appointment and essentially said, you know, we got to take these off. We can't afford them anymore. So that's what he told the dentist. All right, just go ahead and take them off. We're done. So I'm finally going in and getting the work finished, which, you know.
You're 50-something.
I'm 53 years old.
Okay.
Well, so I get them, put them on next week. And I'm...
So you have a nice smile at your funeral.
Just in time.
Stuffed in a trigger. God, he had such nice teeth, you know, for the last 4 years of his life.
Before they fell out, they were beautiful. Yeah. So anyway.
Are you sure you want to invest in braces when you can buy new teeth in about 8 years?
Well, that's the thing, is my teeth are actually in pretty good shape. But my regular dentist recommended it. He said, you know, you might want to just go see an orthodontist because of the way your bite is. That could have been repaired when you were younger is now starting to create some serious wear problems for you. So I said, okay. So I went in, I'm going to do that. But over the years, like many, you know, red-blooded white male Americans or otherwise, I've, you know, taken shortcuts with my health. I remember one time I had a crown, a solid gold crown, come off while I was eating. And I swallowed it. I know, because I know how much that thing was worth.
Oh my, what could you possibly do? Melt it down and recycle? You didn't.
I found myself in the bathroom staring down, saying, okay, what do we do here? What am I going to do? Do I do this? And I'm telling a friend of mine the other day about that. She goes, the same thing happened to me. She goes, I got a strainer out of the kitchen.
Please tell me she tossed the strainer when she was done.
She didn't do it either, and I couldn't bring myself to do it. But I was thinking about, okay, now how am I going to?
But it's gold.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, you know, it's gold.
People spend hours trying to get gold in a little pan, and you're guaranteed golden crap, and you're not going for it. What's the matter with you?
I wanted to, and then I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to have to find some way to not only clean it, but completely disinfect the thought from my brain. Because that's exactly what it was. I mean, you're thinking, okay, and then how do I reattach it? And then, of course, I remembered my mother. I remember
super glue.
Exactly. I came home one day and she's sitting at the kitchen table gluing your teeth back together because she didn't want to go pay the dentist. So it runs in the family, I guess. I don't know.